The following podcast is brought to you by the Village Zendo. For more information, visit villagezendo.org.
Good evening. My name's Bokshu, and more than one person has noticed that the name Bokshu was on the calendar last Thursday, and that name is on the calendar this Thursday. And those people have expressed concern, one that I might not have had enough time, the other perhaps that we're hearing from this guy again. And it's quite deliberate, actually, because it goes right to the point. The person who spoke here a week ago is not the person speaking here now. The people, whether they are boxes that we saw on the screen last week or bodies that were seen in this room, are not the same. Now, nothing is the same. The name is just a placeholder for something that is in constant flux and constant change. And our suffering is bound up in our resistance to that constant flux and constant change. So if this talk can be a mirror to your suffering, it will not have been in vain. And it has been a mirror to this one's suffering. So on a train yesterday, the idea of this talk came up in my mind. And as we were going through the tunnel in Grand Central Station, I felt unequal to the task of giving this talk. Closing my eyes in the tunnel, I felt the gentle, powerful rocking of the train, creeping along toward wherever it might be going. And I felt inadequate as the train creeped along toward wherever it was going, toward now. And I felt inadequate for feeling inadequate. But that was the feeling. And I just kept my eyes closed as we went further and further through the tunnel. And when we came out of the tunnel, I opened my eyes and the entire world was revealed to me, just as it was. The garbage, the buildings falling apart, the fences falling down, the blossoms everywhere, the gray hills, the disturbed waters, the reflection of this on the window pane, seeing the landscape through this, through the window pane. Where did the world go when I closed my eyes? And where did my feeling of inadequacy go when I opened my eyes? Whose eyes were opened? That person no longer exists. I took the ticket out of my pocket. And when I turned it over, The ticket said, as it always does in this part of the world, watch the gap. Watch the gap. A single ticket has two sides and four edges. You only get one ticket. Watch the edges. They're sharp and dangerous. And once that ticket has been punched by the conductor, and that happens very quickly, it's punched through and through. And on the final leg of your journey, the ticket is taken away and you never see it again. So what is this business about watching the gap? The essence of our being here is to watch the gap. But what gap are we watching? The gap between our opinions and reality is worth watching. Reality is factual, but what is it? By definition, it is real. But what makes it so? Opinions are counterfactual, delusional. But how do we exhaust them? Can we learn once again to distinguish between illusion and reality? Between our opinions and what we want and what we've got. Right now, this is what we've got. This is our last best hope. In the Book of Serenity, there's a koan that I think has a bearing on this. It's case 62, me whose enlightenment or not. And it goes like this. Me who, had a monk asked Yangshan, do people these days need enlightenment or not? Yangshan said, it's not that there is no enlightenment, but what can be done about falling into the secondary? The monk went back and reported this to Mi Hu, who deeply agreed with this. The compiler of this koan collection notes that Mi Hu had a beautiful beard. Isn't that interesting? This guy 1200 years ago, who was sending monks on these kinds of errands, is known to have had a beautiful beard. Wan Song also added this. It's not that there is no agreement, but how can you avoid the secondary? Must something be avoided? Is there a problem? Must something be done to avoid the problem? Who would be doing the thing that needs to be done to avoid the problem? And who would judge the success of those doings? We crave approval because we cannot endure the pain. We protect ourselves against our own insecurities, our own pain. Has it ever occurred to any of us how lucky we are to have our pain and our insecurities? Because they are the fuel for awakening. Nothing less than that. What is secondary? I'd say at this moment, the barriers that we erect on the road to our own independence. This train trip yesterday was to go to a training. One-on-one, as it turned out, with somebody I had a lot of preconceptions and ideas about. It's fair to say that my feelings about this particular person were not at all positive. So it was quite daunting to me to find myself locked in a small room with that person for over 2 hours. Just that person and this person. Who was there? And I have to say, that my 2 hours did not lead to an overthrow of my beliefs about that person. I did not emerge from that room liking that person. But liking is of absolutely no importance and has nothing at all to do with what happened during those 2 hours or with what is happening right now. It has absolutely no importance. And this is something that I myself have to remember an infinite number of times. Just to close the gap that I create with my opinions between myself and reality. There's a verse associated with this koan about what can be done about falling into the secondary. The verse by Qian Tong reads, "The secondary, distinguishing enlightenment, breaking up delusion. Quickly, you should free your hands and relinquish net and trap. Accomplishment, before it's exhausted, becomes an extra thumb. Wisdom can hardly know, like you can't bite your own navel. The moon, the full moon's icy disk weeps in the autumn dew. The birds are cold in the jade tree. The dawn breeze is chill. Brought forth, great yawn distinguishes real and false. Completely without flaw, the white jade is esteemed." What is completely without flaw? Is the thing without a flaw precious? Should we erect a shrine to it? Wansong's comment on this verse quotes the brief sets of the Book of Changes. A trap is how to get a rabbit. When the rabbit is caught, the trap is forgotten. A net is how to get a fish. When the fish is caught, the net is forgotten. So words are a trap for images. Images are nets for ideas. Those who keep the words are not those who get the image. Those who keep the image are not those who get the idea. Are you getting the idea? Is there anything here to be gotten? Who would be getting it? Would they be getting it too early? Too late? Too often? Wansong continues, effort and knowledge, accomplishment and wisdom are both on the second level. When accomplishment ends and wisdom cannot know, for the first time, you attain a little unity. I don't think it could be made any more clear than that. I could have just read that, put my hands together, and we could be done with the whole business. But I had to muddy the waters with more. Because that is how this one gives a talk. Dogen Zenji, in his awesome presence of active Buddhas, fascicle 24 of the Shobogenzo writes, those who occupy the wall at all times practice complete awesome presence. Thus, they are active Buddhas. There has never been a gap in active Buddha's transformative work. This being so, there is complete dropping of self and other, outstanding in coming and going. Rejoice! Although your skin bag was born far from the sages, and although this moment is distant from the sages, you have encountered the transforming guidance of the spreading sky that can still be heard. It is the spreading sky alone that cuts apart the tangle of twining vines amid the winds. Thus, Dharma expounds Buddha. Dharma practices Buddha. Dharma verifies Buddha. Buddha expounds Dharma. Buddha practices Buddha. Buddha makes Buddha. This is all the awesome presence of active Buddhas throughout heaven and earth, throughout past and present. What have they attained? What they have attained is not insignificant. What they have clarified is not to be utilized casually. Do you see here an active Buddha? Let's see, if, for those online, can I do this? I can't do the selfie thing where I put the head through the little finger gap, but you can imagine. Or I can do this. Are you seeing the gap now? Turn it around and see it yourself in every moment and in every condition and in every situation. And then you can forget about enlightenment. Thank you.